This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Stefanski spoke yesterday, as he's wont to do on a Monday, and he was asked a question about Deshaun Watson's injury and if there's still belief he's going to be the starting quarterback on return.
Obviously, I believe in Deshaun, but I also think it's important just to acknowledge that he just had a bad injury and you know, bad break for him, and we're feeling bad for him and know that he'll bounce back, but not getting into all those things down the road. I'm looking forward to him getting the surgery and obviously getting his body back.
Okay, so that's a no. And I think a lot of people probably would see the same thing. I called a couple of people yesterday. There was a thought. It wasn't a prevailing thought. They seem to, you know, now that the cat's out of the horse is out of the barn, cat's out of the bag, whatever you want to say, that, yeah, get ready to take a quarterback this draft, whether it be Cam Ward, which, a lot of Browns fans seem to really, really like him, and probably rightfully so. 6'2", mobile. Can definitely escape. He's played a lot of college football, a lot of experience, has elevated every program he's played for, has Miami playing at a different level. I mean, I think they would drop a few of these ball games if they didn't have him. I mean, he's played at a high level. Sanders, another name that'll get brought up. Quinn Ewers, another name that'll get brought up. Garrett Nussmeier, name that I'll bring up. You know who is eligible, by the way? Drew Aller will be eligible. And there's another name that I didn't realize. I thought he was only a sophomore. Boy, do times change. Guess who's eligible?
Who's that?
Rocco Becht.
Undefeated Iowa State?
Just saying. Maybe he's going to get the Brock Purdy bump. Just pointing that out. If he becomes a conversation, then I have to recuse myself. But Kevin was also asked another question, and this is where I think he's left. Because you noticed this yesterday, I noticed this yesterday. He was asked a question about why he went with DTR as the primary backup. Kevin?
Going into the season, I felt like both guys were worthy of being the backup quarterback. I told those guys that early in the season. Felt like with not having that short yardage package with Jameis in this last game, felt like Dorian had acquitted himself well in practice and in his preparation to make him the backup. That's the story.
You're shaking your head.
Yeah, the story makes no sense. I mean, none of it makes sense. And this is starting to become a reoccurring pattern that I'm very nervous about right now, which is... Kevin Stefanski, as strong as he looked at the end of last year, and I'm not just talking about coach of the year for the second time. I'm talking about having a guy like Joe Flacco come off the street, have that offense hit another gear that we didn't even know was possible with the current setup. The fact they did have injuries with the offensive line, you would never have known it. They didn't exactly have a great running game, but you wouldn't have known it because of his elite level play calling, which is what we saw last year. It was a great story. And eventually they met their demise in the playoffs because, let's face it, it was Joe Flacco. And the defense kind of let him down too. But it was a magnificent year. And now, back-to-back weeks, I feel like Kevin Stefanski is looking as weak as he's ever looked. From not really having the wherewithal to be able to bench Deshaun Watson despite some of the historically bad numbers. The fact that this week, the DTR story emerges during the broadcast where the announcers say that he found out on Friday that maybe he'd get some packages. Maybe he'd be elevated. Who knows? Big mystery surrounding the football team.
And let me clarify that, because I had asked a question going, why do they always seem to spring it on him? Well, it's a backup's job to be ready. It's a coaching staff to understand that if you do intend on playing him, you should probably get that decided by the time that they come back on Wednesday to start their week. and get him acclimated a little bit more to what you could possibly do. Now, these are stories, but I don't know why they would just offer up, like, yeah, we let him know on Friday. You did what? Like, that's my issue. So it seems to be uneven now. And I think we're looking at a coach right now, or even though we could continue to sit there and say, two-time coach of the year, all this stuff, and we will, as we start to have these arguments, you can tell with some of these decisions, I feel that there's a coach who can see the wall starting to close in. That startles me, but I can only go by the evidence that I see. And if you feel different, you go right on ahead and
just,
you tell me.
It feels to me like he does not have any more power today in that organization than he had the day he walked through the door. And that is not how this league works. I mean, I've brought out countless times guys like, say, Sean Payton walked into the league, was a highfalutin OC, got that head coaching job at a young age, and then him and Drew Brees and their partnership took that team to the next level, and next thing you know, he was running the whole organization. It was Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Stefanski running this organization with two Coach of the Years?
I think he's lost power.
No, I mean, think about that.
We discussed that a few weeks ago.
Think about late in the offseason, he got his extension, and then they announced the extension at the exact same time as Andrew Berry, and I'm like, that's not good for Kevin.
Well, they wanted that a lockstep, didn't they? Didn't they want it a lockstep? Oh, I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Don't they?
I have no idea. But the reason why...
Who's they, though? The coach and the GM or the ownership? Because I don't know that anybody ever asked the coach, hey, do you want to be extended at the same time as the GM? You're right, Anthony. I think it makes him look weaker now that he hasn't gained any power.
And I'll be honest, that contract extension might mean nothing. I mean, this is the NFL. It's not just Haslam's. We pay attention to the Browns. There are plenty of coaches around the league that lose their job after getting extensions.
Sirianni went to the Super Bowl, and he's been on the hot seat
since. Yeah, and had they have lost to the Browns, he might have been fired.
Yeah.
And that game was not going all that pretty for
him. Again, we've seen these signs before where they start to make these decisions that seem to be uneven. Again, the play calling on Sunday, I said it was as bad. Like, if it weren't for the whole thing with Deshaun Watson, the play calling was as piecemeal, picky part, trying to figure out something as I've ever seen. And so there is one thought to it where you lose Deshaun Watson. Maybe he really is the only coach in the NFL that needs a bad quarterback to play. I'm not sure. Maybe this calms everything down.
By the way, that's why he will 100% get another head coaching job.
Well,
he will. No matter, yes. They could lose the rest of their games this year. Stefanski will be a head coach.
If they lose the rest of their games, they finish 1-16.
I think people will put that on the Browns. They'll put it on Deshaun Watson. They'll put it on the ownership.
If they want to hire a guy bad enough, they will absolutely do that. That's true.
Look at what he did with every single quarterback. I mean, he was winning games. He made Jacoby Brissett look good. Obviously, Baker was putting up, seventh? He was ranked seventh in many different metrics when he was the quarterback. P.J. Walker, you won games with. DTR, you won games with. Like, he's going to get a head coaching job again in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.